It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
When you really, really love like a movie or a TV show, how do you feel about it when you find out that everybody else hates it and you're like the only one that likes it?
Yeah, I don't care. They don't understand. That's how I figure. They're not that smart. They don't understand the greatness of that movie.
Does it matter who it is that hates your movie or TV show?
Nope. I could care less. Because I know there's movies I like that nobody else gives two craps about, and I really could care less. If you don't like it, then you ain't got to watch it. It's
right.
It's my movie. Then I can claim it for myself. You know, if you don't like Better Off Dead, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, that's my movie. I can enjoy it by myself. I don't need you.
It makes me feel a little bit bad. Like once in a while, I'll be like, oh my God, this is the best show. My boyfriend's like, this is awful. And then I'm like, oh, maybe it's awful. Like I always second guess myself. It makes me feel terrible that I liked something. Because I appreciate and I respect his opinion. So if he didn't like it, I'm like, I might have misjudged this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm asking you is because I don't know if you saw this rash of articles this weekend, along with a series of Reddit threads of people that really, really, really hate The Mandalorian.
That's impossible.
No, it's a thing now. It's a thing to hate The Mandalorian.
That's impossible.
There's been articles written about it. So let's see. The writing and acting in The Mandalorian is bad, but not as bad as the CGI. That's what the title of this one particular article is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look down and it's like hundreds of people who are like, finally, somebody said it. Yes, it's terrible. They're like, I watch it anyway because I like this actor or this part of it. But it's like one person after another who's like, I can't understand how people are enjoying it either. I feel like I'm going mad. It's dull and predictable. Somebody else said, poorly written, badly directed, at least the CGI and set designers are pretty cool.
Badly directed? That's impossible.
The CGI has something off about it. It's not terrible, except that it is.
It's a TV show. It's not a movie.
It doesn't look good. The physics are slightly unrealistic. The colors don't perfectly match the footage, which kind of leaves a bad aftertaste in my brain. Somebody else said, absolutely terrible writing. I'm quite enjoying the Witcher series, though. They should maybe take a note from them. So it goes on and on. There's literally hundreds of comments of people that are like, that have been dying to say it, but they've been afraid to say The Mandalorian's terrible.
You can't make anybody happy at all anymore. Everybody has a problem with everything.
Well, you know, you buried the lead when it came to The Mandalorian. You didn't tell me that my boyfriend, the love of my life, Timothy Oliphant, was in it.
He's only in one episode. He's only in one episode.
Okay. And Bosch, my Bosch, Titus Welliver, is also in it.
He's only in like two episodes.
Okay, well, it doesn't really matter. They're in it. So I watched those episodes. It was terrible. It was some of the... They are two of the best actors on television, and they were terrible. Like, the writing was terrible. You can so tell if they were, like, not even anywhere near where the set was happening. Like, you could so tell if they were, like, in some sound studio while something else was going on. It was... But is it supposed to be cheesy like that? Is that the idea? It's supposed to be, like kitsch and sarcastic?
I don't care if you like it or not. I could care less. And nobody can say it has bad directing because there's seven different directors that directed that. So
nobody likes any of them.
One of them is Opie's daughter.
Okay, well, there you go.
Howard.
She's Opie's daughter. She's an actress. She's not necessarily a director. That's the problem. You know, it's like just because you have a famous last name doesn't mean you also have a famous talent. You know what I mean? Like Julia Roberts has a sister named Lisa. God love her. She's the sweetest person in the world, but she can't act her way out of a paper bag. So, you know, everybody has a famous sibling who's terrible.
Jon Favreau should have a statue in every city of him. He is amazing. He invented Iron Man and he invented Baby Yoda all in the same life.
Yeah, Baby Yoda's adorable, but that's about it, you know. So Joe, finally, my boyfriend Joe, was like, I got to get on this bandwagon and see how I feel about The Mandalorian. So I didn't tell him about the articles, everybody hating them. I didn't say a word. I said it's one of Anthony's favorite shows. You know, he's a big Star Wars fan. I figured he's going to love it. He said it is the worst thing he's ever seen. He does not understand what you like about it.
I am so happy that you guys don't like it. That makes it even better. Because I don't really care if you don't like it. It makes me happy that you don't like it. Because then I can have it more for me.
It's not even just us. It's all these people who are like, finally, somebody said it.
It's 100 people who are insane. Those people wear their mask around their chin. They're morons. You can't. I mean, just because somebody that. No, I don't care. If they only make it for me and Brandon, if that's if the only two that they make it for is us, that's all I care about. I don't care if anybody else watches it. Then that means more baby. There's right now 6 baby Yodas in this house.
I don't care
if anybody else has a baby Yoda. I don't care if anybody else ever watches it. I could care less. I still think it's the greatest show on TV.
But you do recognize that it isn't good. Like, you like it, but it's not good. Like, you know, I know that, like, I watch The Housewives, and I know that it's terrible. I know those women are awful, but I watch it, and I enjoy it because of the Schadenfreude. You know, I like watching terrible things happen to rich people. You know, I'm one of those people. You know, there's definitely Law and Order has gotten really terrible. The writing is not good. The storylines are sort of cheesy, but I love it, and I still watch it. But at least I acknowledge that it's terrible.
It's 30 minutes that I can have to myself, that I can enjoy something. I can put myself into it, and I like it. I don't care if you don't like it.
I'm not asking you if you like it. I'm just asking you to admit that it's terrible. Just admit that it's bad writing. It's not very good.
It's the most amazing show ever on TV. If it wasn't, it's a huge phenomenon. I'm not the only one.
Right, but it's a phenomenon because it's like kitsch and bad, and people love Baby Yoda.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Because it's an amazing Star Wars story.
Okay, I'm not going to get you to admit it's terrible. It is terrible. People like it. They actually love it. But I'm just saying, like, you should see the backlash. Like, there's tons of articles being written where people are like, somebody said it finally.
Okay, it's bad. Christmas night, I spent watching Bad Ben, A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Christmas version of Bad Ben. Nigel, who we know, wrote it, directed it, starred in it.
It's Nigel Bock, right?
Nigel Bock. It's a horrible show. I mean, it's a movie. It's a horrible movie. But you know what? I enjoyed every second of it. I enjoyed it so much, I took a photo of my TV and sent it to Nigel and said, this is how I'm enjoying my Christmas night. He contacted me like 3 minutes later and was happy about it. So I don't care if anybody else doesn't like it. It's a horrible movie. It was made for 5 cents, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. Same thing with Mandalorian. Right. I enjoy the hell out of it. It has a Yoda in it. It has an R2-D2 in it. It has a lightsaber in it. You put a lightsaber in the Real Housewives of Orange County, I'm there.
You're there.
You just put a lightsaber in anything, and I like it. I don't care. I'm glad you don't like it.
No, I hate it because I'm not a Star Wars fan. And it is terrible, but I'm just mad at you that you didn't tell me Timothy Olyphant was in it. I don't care. I don't care if he's in for 2 seconds and they murder him immediately. You got to call me or text me and be like, guess what? Timothy Olyphant was in an episode. Get on that stuff immediately.
Okay, hold on. Let's do a Cooper and Anthony show rewind here. Well, Timothy Olyphant was in Mandalorian, so he's like super celebrity now. He was in the same room as the real Baby Yoda, so he's super celebrity.
Well, no, I think the reason why he's super celebrity is because he continues to work in major stuff. You know, Timothy Olyphant just finished doing
Baby Yoda movie. See, I told you weeks ago that he was in this. You just don't listen to me.
You're right. I don't listen when you talk.
I told you he was in, and I told you he acted with Baby Yoda, and you didn't listen to me, and you just, it goes out of your head. So because, I did tell you.
Yeah, because whenever you talk about The Mandalorian, all I hear is like, it's like the teacher in Charlie Brown. Womp, 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 Baby Yoda, womp, womp, Baby Yoda, womp, womp, lightsaber.
But I said blah, 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 Baby Yoda, blah, 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 Timothy Olyphant.
I'd already tuned out by then.